رحم الله من قرأ الفاتحة لأرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات مع الصلوات. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب. There is a request for dua for the shifa of Zaibun Sultana Abidi. Please recite three times and may you jeep all together. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Amma yujibu al-mudtarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'a. Amma yujibu al-mudtarra idha da'ahu wa yakshifu al-su'a. أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء. صلوات. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله، واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله، من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَ الدِّينِ. Please say another salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
In the beginning, once again, to remind myself and all of you, as in dua it's been said, هَذَا شَهْرُ الْإِنَابَةِ وَهَذَا شَهْرُ التَّوْبَةِ. This is the month when we should return towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is the month when Tawbah is accepted. That means the door of Tawbah are open for Mu'mineen. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Tawwabur Rahim. He accepts the repentance. In all our life, He has promised that whosoever comes before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking Tawbah, He would accept Tawbah and repentance. But there is a special place for the holy month of Ramadan, that this month is considered as Shahru Tawbah. And Aimma alayhi wasalam used to recite during this month Dua-i Tawbah, one of the famous duas of Aimma alayhi wasalam and Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salatu wasalam. That is highly recommended to recite during this month. If we cannot recite in all over the month, then at least once upon the month, at least we should choose a night that when we can recite Dua-i Tawbah. Take this opportunity to learn Duas of Ahlul Bayt Rahimahum Salam. And we should not be worried that if we can complete this Dua or not. So sometimes, you know, when we open the book and see, oh, this is a lengthy dua, then we don't like to touch that dua. And dua is like Quran. You can recite whatever you like. You don't have to recite whole. There is nowhere it's been said that you should recite complete dua. It depends on your circumstances, however you like, and however your nafs is ready to read that. That is sufficient. Dear brothers and sisters, today's subject is very important. Maybe it can be discussed in length and depth, but we have time only 15 to 20 minutes. And that is our behavior with the disbelievers. And this time, you know, brothers were choosing subjects and they wanted to suggest some important topics that they would like to be discussed. When we look at this subject, it has various angles. So let me open those angles that at least we can understand what subjects can be discussed within this important subject. There can be sub-topics between this subject. When we look at our behavior with the disbelievers or non-believers, there can be certain types of the non-believers. Once a non-believer is our family member, our parents, for example, there is a person who just converted and their parents are still non-believer. They have their close ones, close relatives. So we need to see how must be our behavior with these people. Once these non-believer are individuals, community, within the community, we live within the community, and we share many things. So there are individuals, those who are believers, there are individuals, those who are non-believers. How we need to treat with these non-believers. Within non-believers, then we can consider as kafirun, the group and the community of non-believers, a society of non-believers. It's not nothing to do with the individuals, but it is something to do with the community of non-believers. How must be our relation with the community and society of non-believers and our behaviors towards them? Then within the community of non-believers, there can be certain types of the communities. So there is a definition of kuffar-e harbi, those non-believers who are in war with the Muslims, and those non-believers who are not in war and they are in peace with the Muslims. For both of them, of course, there will be different behavior. It cannot be same for all of them. Then, if we like to look at the behavior, we also need to specify our behavior within our belief, our behavior within our character or practices, our behavior in general as akhlaq, an ethic. Because if we like to define a school or religion, we can say it consists of three important things. It contains important three important elements. One is the belief, and second it is practices, and third is our ethic. A religion is compound of all these things, and our behavior with the other people, that when they would like to share their aqaid or belief. So there are certain types of the subjects that can be discussed in this subject, in this topic. Sometimes there are various types of confusions within the communities that they think that we as a human being needs to be united. Yes, that is correct. When we look at the hadith from Amirul Mu'mineen alayhi salatu wasalam, at that time Imam says that there can be three types of the brothers of yours. One, brother in humanity. Second, brother in your religion and belief and faith. Third, your brother who is a brother in the blood and relation. So these can be three types of the different brothers. In humanity, we share many things. But sharing in humanity or being united, it does not mean that we can share everything, or, for example, we can take different things from the people. We cannot give and take. For example, we cannot give up our belief and take the belief of other people. Unity does not mean that. Our scholars have discussed about Wahdat, Ittihad, and Indimam. One is subject of Ittihad and Wahdat. What does it mean when we say Ittihad? So this is used in various places. Sometimes we say, we Shias need to have unity. We Muslims need to have unity. Or for example, we, those who are sharing books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ahlul Kitab, need to have a unity. What does it mean when we say unity? It means that staying on our belief and being united in the common values, sharing the common values, getting together on the common grounds, that is considered as a unity. It does not mean to compromise in our values. It does not mean to compromise in our belief. But it means stay on your belief and see where you have commonalities and get together on your common values. So if that is understood, please say salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So with that we can say that there can be certain divisions and differences within the communities because of their belief, because of their practices, because of their values. And compromising the values, it is never been advised. And Islam is a religion that asks that you have to stand on your values and you have to be consistent in your values. When we look at this surah that I've recited in the beginning, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down the surah with the name of Kafirun. So there is a surah with the name of Mu'minun and there is a surah with the name of Kafirun. And the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has been asked, قُلْ يَا أَيُّهَا الْكَافِرُونَ. O Prophet, you should tell to those who are disbeliever. O those who do not believe or refuse. لَا أَعْبُدُ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ. I do not worship what you worship. So there is a very important message, brothers and sisters, that Quran wants to teach that kuffar, their belief and worships are completely different. And you cannot compromise in the worships with the kuffar. So that means in belief and our practices, there is no way that we can compromise. Yes, keeping our akhlaq and the ethic, following the path of Prophet, peace be upon him, one of the most effective ways that Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has used, the tools that he has used to interact with the people and to attract the communities toward Islam, that was akhlaq of Prophet, peace be upon him. In ethic, we have to practice akhlaq, which is Islamic akhlaq. If my parents or parents of anybody, they are a disbeliever, then I have to practice in such a way that I can attract my parents toward Islam. My akhlaq, it has to be my behavior, it has to be kind of behavior. I have to treat them kindly. I have to treat them with the mercy and kindness that it can attract them toward Islam. Same is in general with the community, individuals. Individuals of the community, we should not look at somebody, if somebody is kafir, and how I have to treat this kafir. So I have to act upon my akhlaq, my behavior, my character have to be such a behavior that can pretend outside that the person, he has a strong belief and that person is acting according to that belief. and that would be, of course, effective. So you can go back and look at the history and akhlaq of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. With the individual basis and with the community. Sometimes a person who is an enemy of the Prophet, peace be upon him, and he was following Prophet, peace be upon him, he was planning that where he would be able to kill Prophet, peace be upon him. And it is said that he came across a point where Prophet, peace be upon him, was with group of the companions. And Prophet asked that he would like to use the washroom, for example, and he wanted to go be separated for the special reason. And over there, he goes behind Prophet, peace be upon him, because he found that now he has been able to separate Prophet, peace be upon him, and he would achieve his target and task, and he would be able to kill Prophet, peace be upon him. He comes close to the Prophet. Prophet was not on the horse, he was walking. And that person was on the horse. And he was having the sword in his hand. And Prophet, peace be upon him, was without any weapon. He comes close to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And he says that, at this time, who do you believe in? Who can help you? And Prophet, peace be upon him, has said that, my Lord will help me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to help me. And he said that, call your Lord. How he can help you. I have the sword in my hands and you don't have it. I am going to attack you. I am going to kill you. And at that time, Prophet, peace be upon him, raised his hands. He said, Oh my Lord, oh Allah, I ask you, help me. And when he wanted to attack on the Prophet, peace be upon him, his sword fell down and he could not attack. And it came in the hands of Prophet, peace be upon him. Prophet took the sword in his own hands and then he said, now you tell me, who is going to help you? Before that you were being with the weapon and now I have the weapon. But when you asked me, I did believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I have shown you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has helped me. Now you tell me that who is going to help you? And brothers and sisters, at that time he said that I would ask you that I have heard that you are Rahmat, you are merciful, you are a kind personality. Can you help me for the sake of your Lord? And Prophet, peace be upon him, took his sword and he said that take your sword and go back. And when he gave the sword in his hands, at that time he came down from the horse. And he said that if you tell me what type of religion you have, I would like to accept your religion. And that is how Prophet, peace be upon him, was preaching the religion with his best of the character. This was his character as an individual basis. And even Islam is a religion that gives you opportunity that you should have akhlaq while you are in war. Within the war also, Islam says you have to practice akhlaq. So one of the places that you can see when Makkah was close to be conquered, of course. Prophet reaches outside in the suburbs of the Makkah. He has the army. He can attack on the Makkah. He can control the Makkah at that time, but Prophet acted otherwise. And they sent the message to the Prophet, peace be upon him, we would like to have peace with you. And Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, accepted the peace. And when he entered into the city, the most important enemy in the Makkah, that was Abu Sufyan. Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, asked the people that if you go and take asylum and refuge in the house of Abu Sufyan, you will be safe. So people, they started going in his house. So this was his behavior when he was being in the power. And Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salatu wasalam, has said that best of the sabr and the patience is when you practice the sabr in the case when you have full control and when you have full power. You know, in other cases, of course, we are sabr and we can do sabr. But in the case when you do not, when you have full power and complete ability to take the life of other people, at that time, you need to be sabir and you need to be patient. And then Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas goes outside. He takes the sword in his hands and says that until now, we have been attacked in Medina. Certain times you have attacked upon us. And now is the time that we are going to take revenge. And that was reported to the Prophet, peace be upon him. And Prophet got angry. He said that, tell to Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, stop. Take your sword in the cover. I would not like to allow you that you go and attack upon the other people. So taking the lives of the other people, keeping the peace within the community, that was the message of Islam. Unfortunately today, what you can see outside, those who are practicing and those who are pretending Islam, that is not Islam. That is completely opposite picture of Islam. Those who, with the name, you can name different names, Taliban, jihadis, and these type of things. These groups have nothing to do with Islam. But Islam, if we like to take Islam, that is the real Islam in the life of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. That's what we need to practice. But there are places, brothers and sisters, where Islam has a different behavior. And most of people, they forget those important points and positions of Islam. Sometimes we think we are really peaceful. So what does it mean we have to be peaceful? Does it mean that if somebody attacks on us, then also we are peaceful? If somebody likes to take control upon an Islamic country, then also we need to be peaceful. What does it mean, the peace over there? The peace over there, that means we have to protect ourselves. We have to stand, take a stand. As I have said yesterday, holy month of Ramadan is Shahrul Qiyam. Over there, behavior is going to be completely changed. Some of us, we consider that we have to be friendly with everybody. And especially when it comes to the non-believers over there, they are more kinder than the believers. Then they have better akhlaq than having akhlaq with the believers. Even when they like to say salam and salute to them, at that time they say very well, with full respect, hi, hello, how are you doing? You know, but when it comes to a Muslim, over there they do not behave accordingly. So for those type of the kuffar, which are considered as kuffar harbi, kuffar in war, over there Islam's akhlaq is different. It is said, Muhammadur Rasulullah. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارِ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. So I would just translate that and then I'm going to finish. That those who are with the Prophet, peace be upon him, Prophet himself, and those who are with the Prophet, peace be upon him, they are extreme in front of those kuffar who are non-believer but with in war with Islam. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. But they are kinder within the believers. When they come within the believer, over there they are humble. Brothers and sisters, our behavior with the non-believer can be certain types of the behaviors. We need to learn about that. Sometimes Quran has said that you should not accept them as your leaders and your friends. So our friendship, it has to be a closer circle. That circle has to be circle of mu'mineen and believers. And when we like to accept them as our rulers, then also we have to consider that. And our behavior, it has to be behavior of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And during this month, it's important, brothers and sisters, that we need to learn our akhlaq with mu'mineen, and our akhlaq with the other people, those who do not believe, that we can practice Islam, and we can pretend Islam within the communities, that can give a positive message to the communities, especially the month which is month of humbleness. وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واعف عنا في الدنيا والآخرة إنك على كل شيء قدير صلوات